I'm sure Coach Ross Lyon would love to be hearing this song at the end of Sunday's game, Western Derby 42. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Ross. Nathan and Nat here.
Nathan and Nat, is it?
Yeah. Oh, that will never not be funny, Ross.
I want that on a shirt.
Good morning.
Nathan and Nat, is it?
Good morning.
Hey, Ross, you must be wrapped with doing these press conferences and speaking to media over the last, 72 hours, getting asked the same question time in, time out.
Well, it's one of the joys of my life.
Is the press conference a little bit of sport for you? Because it seems like whilst there's utter disdain oozing out of every pore of you, do you enjoy that a little bit?
No, look, it's an important part. I actually do enjoy it. I think the media got an important role to play. And, we call the press conferences as clubs, so it's important we provide content. And, look, at the end of the day, I think the guys and ladies will always say that they get some good content, so they mightn't always enjoy how it's delivered, but the important thing is the content part of it's important. So, look, it's certainly never personal. It's just the way it works, but, yeah, it's enjoyable at times, and obviously you have moments where you're under a bit of duress and, you've got to keep your demeanour. But we're not saving babies' lives, are we? We're trying to win footy games, so you've got to keep it in context.
Yes,
exactly.
That's a good point.
Trying to win games while tolerating questions. I love it.
barely tolerating questions.
That's my favourite.
Well, Ross, before we get into the real hard-hitting footy questions, what we do know about you is that you're a stickler for information and you remember stuff. Nothing gets past you. So I want to ask you
except
this.
Except for our names.
Do you remember this?
I'm hopeless with wallet keys and names.
Do you remember this date, the 20th of February 2013? What was significant about that?
Oh, you're testing me now. I've got no idea. Did we have a few beers, did we?
Because we're looking at one filthy photo, Ross. I want to know if you know what happened.
No, Ross, this was when you joined Twitter and you put out your only post. Do you remember what that was?
What's this space?
So 2013, a couple of
years. So people have been watching it for all that time and nothing's happened yet.
It's Mick Mildhouse, isn't it? The ox is slow, but the earth is patient.
Yes, it is. So I've seen that you've got 4,000 followers that have been waiting for 2.5 years for you to put something out.
It's like a cult. They're just sitting there patiently. Hopefully at one point we'll be able to fill that space. But Well, I said, can we activate it at the club? And they said, well, you might have a few red wines on a Saturday night. We might enjoy what you put out. They got me on a tight leash.
So you have a Twitter account. Do you know what the password is?
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, right.
The reason was there was a impersonator, and he sent out some tweets that the media picked up on. And it's unusual that they didn't apply rigour and shake the story, but it sort of caused me some grief. So we thought, we won't rely on the media's rigour. We'll just sort of take control of the impersonator.
And now we can assume that if there is a tweet from Ross Lyon out there, we'll know it's not you because you don't.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
But come on, you've got to feel good about yourself.
Twitter's dead, isn't it? Twitter's dead.
Oh, it's all about Instagram now and Snapchat, Ross. You'd be,
Showing his family's photos. Yeah. It's overwhelming.
you'd be all over Snapchat, wouldn't you, Ross?
Yeah, my kids are on that. I'm sort of worried about them.
Yeah, no, it's been that way. Yep. Hey, Ross, it was funny. Yesterday, I was trying to get some information to really put you on the back foot yesterday, but I couldn't see Kirsten at school pickup, so it really put me on the back foot. So I was thinking, though, Megan was giving me a hard time the other day about taking her out on a date night. Do you get a chance in the footy season or any time to take the lovely out, treat her to a nice meal?
Yeah, with the previous years to this year, we'd sort of committed to a date night every second week, so... but that's, I don't know how, but it just fell by the wayside.
Maybe that's a reflection of you. Like, Kirsten's not pushing for it. Read into that what you will.
No, Kirsten's backed off. I think I bored her to death.
Do you ever cook dinner at home, ever?
Yeah, I like to cook.
What's your best
meal?
Well,
I've been trying to be a bit healthier. I used to really cook up a big bowl of pasta with the fresh Parmesan cheese and plenty of oil, but that wasn't really good for the waistline. So it's a bit simpler now, just coming home and just steam his veggies and fish or steak. So because Kirst doesn't really cater for me, so when I get home, I really got to dig in myself. So hopefully she's listening to this.
So she doesn't cater for you. She doesn't want to go out and date nights with you.
It's over.
Over.
Are you sure you still live there, Ross?
I just pay the bills.
Does the key work?
Oh, I know how you feel.
I know what they watch this space next week is going to be. It's going to be your Tinder profile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, Ross, it is a massive game, as we know, Derby 42. But it is because this opportunity is, if there was a win, would pretty much cement top spot and two chances in the finals.
Yeah, it's really important. I think the facts are we'd probably need two of the remaining four. But we do acknowledge that. But it's, the way we operate is, because when you look at the draw at the start of the year, you think, I never think we're going to win a game. So we just sort of focus on what's in front of us and our preparation and so on. They tend to stand us in pretty good stead. So that's why we're going about it again. And but certainly, it's great for WA footy is that teams 1 and 2 on the ladder. No one would have predicted that, bar maybe the clubs themselves, at the internally. But so it's a great credit to both clubs. And we're wrapped at their home derby as well, so it'll be, sea of purple, and they tend to make a bit of noise, and hopefully we can do the right thing by them and secure, our spot a little bit further.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing about both teams is that the preparation must have been outstanding, and I know Fremantle's pre-season was a huge one. In terms of preparation, Ross, are you still rolling, during the week when you're doing going over the previous game or looking at the one coming up where you bring out the ice cream bucket with everyone's number in there and you pick a number and then they've got to answer the question?
Yeah, well, we just have the old poker chips with their number on, but a few of the boys double-dip for a few of their players, so we just like to keep them on edge. So if I don't like to discriminate, so if we're going to ask a question, I just pull it out randomly. So it has two effects. It's sort of no discrimination, and it keeps everyone on the hook.
And what sort of questions do you ask them?
Oh, just really about the previous meetings or what we've been working on. Yeah.
The capital of Tajikistan.
Where the jumping beans come from.
Where do you think the Reserve Bank's going to lower the interest rate? Yes.
Exactly.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah. You see the boys, they start sweating up. You'd want to have the right answer too. Well, it is going to be an absolute ripping derby. Do we speak about the derby at all?
Ross said Dockers definitely going to win.
That was an unexpected revelation. Good luck to you, Ross.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nat. Thank you, Sean. Hey, I hope I got the right order.
Thank you so much. We'll catch you next time, Randy. Yeah,
right. I'm last.
All right, ta-da.
See you, buddy.
Ross, ta-da.